This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261 and 855-660-4261. We're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call. We'll do what we can to help you out. Now, during the break, I was looking for some things to talk about, and we're going to try to get to a little bit more information on maybe repelling mosquitoes this year with some of the plants, instead of just using, you know, some of the sprays. The sprays are awesome, especially the organic ones, but this might be a good way to do it too. But we do have a caller on the line, so Nathan, who's up first this hour?
Daryl in Vermont.
Daryl, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. You?
You know, we love it. Probably dry out in a week or so from now.
Yeah, right?
Oh, it's been wet. The soil test you've been talking about.
Yep.
You said that was a UVM soil test?
Yeah, I had a UVM soil test, yes.
You had a beautiful three blue bars across the top of it there.
I believe so. I can actually pull it up while we're talking here. Yeah, I believe it was...
And the calcium on that, on the left-hand column, was, I hope I heard it wrong, but did you say 7,000?
The calcium was 1,683.
Okay, quite a bit lower.
Yeah.
So, I knew there was something wrong there, but... Trouble is, in Vermont, we got a marble belt.
Yep.
That goes through the northern Rutland County. And you take a soil sample from there, and they just go off the scale on the pH because of the... you can't dig up the soil all the way down and replace it. But, on that soil test, on the right-hand side near the top, there's a boron figure.
Yeah, and that's it. It's at 0.4.
Yeah, that's way too low. That might be part of it right there.
Yep.
And I know it says on the other side that it says, you know, average of 0.3, and that's...
Yep.
I think someone pulled that out of a hat somewhere and said, oh, let's do this. That boron ought to be about 1.5. And that might drive that calcium. Push it out.
Push it out, clean it out a little bit, too.
Yep. Yeah, that's the rest of it. Okay, yeah. With that figure, the everything else seems to be pretty close. But we find around here that we don't have enough boron to do anything, and the only thing they come up with it's a sample is taken in that, like I say, in that belt through Vermont where you get a lot of marble, or somebody has a wood stove. And we're throwing the ashes kind of in one spot. That's the other thing we see a lot on that soil test.
Well, this gentleman is actually from Rutland, Vermont. So
there you go. There's your marble belt.
So it's funny you said that.
Yeah.
But the one thing
was looking at with this soil sample in particular, the pH being a 7.5, that calcium can send that false pH right up.
That's right.
And, you know, you think you have a very alkaline soil and you think everything's good when, in fact, you don't actually know what it is with the levels of calcium and magnesium that you have. So it's interesting balance of all the nutrients that you have to look at and see what you can do. And so just, you know, what I like to really do is just take a look and almost start fresh. Get it back down. Yeah. You know, dig it up and
start over.
Or move away from that marble belt.
Right. But that's, okay, that's the key there. That's, every soil test that comes back in that area is very high in the pH.
Yeah.
And I've seen a bunch of them, and not too much you can do. But we had tried with increasing the boron so that it's about, if you have like 1.5 or 1,500 on a calcium, 1.5, just match it like that. Sometimes doesn't always do it, but sometimes, and just something to think about.
Yeah, I'm going to have to
do... It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
But that often does it, and just to give you an idea.
Well, I appreciate it. We're going to have to look into some ways to add some boron for those and try to get those up on there, because that's another element we should be looking at, like you said, not just the calcium
one or two
and magnesium.
Here, and very often is where we've found it over on that side. You get out of 20-ulti borax, and, you know, that's 10% boron in that product. So maybe that's a possibility.
Definitely.
Okay.
Well, I appreciate it, Daryl, as always.
Anytime.
All right. You have a good one.
Always. See you.
All right. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, when I was opening up the 7 o'clock hour, we were talking about a little bit of the plants that can help repel some mosquitoes. And one of the newsletters that I belong to, the spruce.com, has some really good ones, and they came out with some this year. So we got one called the American Beautyberry. That one has some aspects of it that will help, that fragrant oil will release to help repel the mosquitoes. Catnip by the smell. Lemongrass. Marigolds, mint, lavender, rosemary, lantana, fennel, just saying eucalyptus here, basil, and thyme. Now, the one common theme with all of those is they all give off a little bit of a smell. The smell to it actually will... help keep some of the mosquitoes away. There's also the scented geraniums. Those scented geraniums are real good ones. They made a tag for some of those scented geraniums that has a mosquito on it with a circle with a cross over it, with a line over it. So it shows that they're mosquito repellents. But there's a bunch out there that you can be using in the garden or around the patio that'll have some nice smells to them, but will also help repel some of the mosquitoes as well. And we've talked about, you know, some different repellents that you can use. There's some great sprays out there that you can actually spray into the lawn and into the sides of the yard that will help kill some of the mosquitoes in there. But the other thing, too, is taking a look at the yard and seeing if you have standing water anywhere, you know, in a wheelbarrow or in a barrel or any, you know, just a bucket or something along those lines. Mosquitoes will lay their larvae in there to reproduce and grow stronger and become pests to you in the yard. So there are ways to get rid of some of those standing water areas. You're going to want to use They have mosquito dunks or mosquito bits. The dunks are like look like a small little pancake-sized donut. You can be using those in there. You can also be using some of the mosquito bits, sprinkling those in there. Now, if you have them in the yard, obviously you could be sprinkling this the bits in the area, but it's something to take a look at and say, okay, maybe I have a clay-filled soil. That's the other thing to look at and say, all right, what can I do there? And that clay-filled soil, you can use a gypsum product, a pelletized gypsum, that helps break up some of that clay underneath. Or you can use, you know, there's two products out there, sulfur with fertilizer from Natural Alternatives. That will help break up some of that clay underneath. Or you can use Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green. Putting those on the soil is going to help, you know, break up some of that compacted area, allow some of the water to flow freely, and so you don't have that sitting puddle, the sitting water, so it's just sitting there and becoming a breeding ground for mosquitoes, and you're probably not having good success with the lawn in that area as well. So, you know, just take a look at the, if you have standing water anywhere, and just realize you've created a breeding ground for mosquitoes. So, you know, a few plants out there, a few things you can use. The mosquito bits and the donuts are from Summit Chemicals. Great products to be using, so definitely take a look at that. We're going to go to a break right now. It's 855-660-4261. Be right back.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks. Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, in the newsletter this week, we talked about a few things, and one of them was time to plant your potatoes. And I was reading it this week, and I remembered, you know, I'm reading it, and I was like, oh, yeah, I remember that story. But for those of you who don't get the newsletter, my father had told a story about how his mother, my grandmother, when she grew up in Bangor, Maine, she talked about how potatoes actually affected her life a lot. They actually closed the schools in the spring around now for a few days, because everyone needed to get out into the fields and help prepare for the planting season. And she started at age 6, so that's pretty good. But her first job was to pick the rocks, and as my father writes here, that she claimed grew during the winter in the potato fields. She also said that often there were more rocks in the spring than there were potatoes in the fall some years. Anyways, back at that time, what they were doing, they were picking the rocks and putting them aside. So when the men would come through the fields and the tractors, it was easier to till the soil, get the soil ready. It's a lot different now, obviously. We have some stronger machines that can go through some of these rocks, etc. And so it's just interesting to read some of these things back in the day of what they did. And then they would also, at the end of the season, September-ish, beginning of September, the schools would be closed for a little bit, and they would harvest more potatoes, and they'd, you know, collect them all the time. So it's interesting how times have changed, especially with the different varieties and styles we have. The Great Famine in Ireland was due based, with the potatoes, based on the fact that there was one style of potato grown, and the blight destroyed everything and everywhere, and it left families with no source of food or income. So that caused a lot of damage there. But nowadays, there's been a lot of work done to actually find different potatoes. You can find them in all colors now. You can find them in all styles. One of my father's favorite varieties, there's a few here, are Superior, Kennebec, the Russet Burbank, Red Pontiac, or the Yukon Gold. So these are some good ones. Just some tips on growing potatoes, because, you know, this is the time to be putting them in the soil. They want more of an acidic soil. They don't want the alkaline type soil, so they're looking more for like a pH of a 5.3 to 6. The higher you go, the more likely they'll develop a scab on the disease. So take a look at your soil pH in that area that you want to plant potatoes, because you want it to be more acidic. The other thing, and I thought this was very key to you need to look at when you're planting some of these potatoes. In this article, my father states never to use any form of animal manure around your potatoes. It also can encourage scab disease to develop in your garden. So this would not, potatoes would be one not to use a cow manure, you know, your composted or dehydrated, or any of an animal manure. Stay away from it when it comes to potatoes. You don't want it around the plant. So that's definitely something to take a look at. Because I know we always talk about adding compost to soils. Maybe look at something that's non-animal based. So that's a key that was one thing I wasn't really ever thinking about until I read this article recently. So I wanted to pass that along to you guys if you haven't read the article. But potatoes, they can be fun to grow. They do take all season, but it's nice to have in the garden. At the end of the season, you can have tons of potatoes here and there. So just wanted to share that. I thought it was a cool little article that my father had written, especially involving my grandmother, his mother. So that I thought was a good one to share. But you can go to our website at paulparent.com to sign up for our newsletter, where you can see this one and many others. And join our newsletter each week. It comes out on Thursday with some great information. So we'll see what we can come up with next. Until then, our phone number is 855-660-4261. We're going to go to a break, and then we'll come back to answer more of your gardening questions. Be right back.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's Mother's Day in America, and Americans are expected to spend a record $25 billion on mom today, the highest amount in 16 years. According to the National Retail Federation, the trade group says the average American will spend about $196 on their mother this weekend. Vice President Mike Pence gave the commencement speech at Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia, yesterday, and said that religious freedom is under assault.
Some of the loudest voices for tolerance today have little tolerance for traditional Christian beliefs. So as you go about your daily life, Just be ready.
Pence also claiming Christians suffer more persecution around the world than those of any other religion. The National Weather Service issuing a life-threatening flash flood warning for New Orleans through late morning today. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your garden questions. So give us a call. We'll do everything we can to help you out. And we did talk about the newsletter from last week on the last segment, but it's a really good one to be taking a look at. And a lot of great information there, and as my father says, some music that you used to listen to when music was music. So some pretty good stuff in there. Some of them are new music too, so you know, maybe some new music is still music. Anyways, you can give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, I got an email the other day in regards to a Rosa Sharon tree that has been leaning terribly, and it's 5 years old. This is something you can definitely still stake and stake it away from it and slowly bring it back. Slowly tighten the reins on it and bring it back to vertical. I know Gail has emailed me a couple times. I didn't get the first couple of them, but we do have it now. So it's definitely something you can look at. Definitely staking the tree now is going to help go in the opposite way of where it's leaning, and over time you can definitely get it back to where you need. So we do have some calls on the line. So Nathan, who's up next?
Russ in Pennsylvania.
Russ, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you, Patrick. I have a question on English ivy. Here in Pennsylvania, the last couple of years, we've had a lot of rain.
Yep.
And I've had English ivy in my yard. We're in a piney area, and my English Ivy has always done very well. But the last 2 years after the winter, it really has looked pretty hard. And the major problem that I seem to be having is the leaves seem to go away. Some of the vine obviously dies at the ends, but it does appear to be coming back. But the problem is, as it's coming back, I'm getting weeds in my English Ivy vine, and I don't know what to use to try to control those weeds.
Okay, it's are they like grass type weeds? Are they viney type weeds?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah, I had a neighbor that really didn't take care of his yard very well, and actually the house that was on the other side of me had been, you know, the individual had moved out of there for a couple of years, and the weeds kind of blew, and some of the viney kind of stuff came across. There's one that has purple flowers on it. And then, you know, the other seems to be, grassy kind of things.
Okay. Now, as we're speaking here, there's a product out there that I'm looking to see if it will take care of in the ivy family. There's a, a spray from Bonide called Grass Beater. It's over the top. It's a concentrate that you would spray. Problem is they put the labels the same size they are on the bottles. They don't zoom in.
I have used Grass Beater, and
yep,
that did take away some of the grassy stuff. But I guess I have some other stuff that's more tenuous or stronger or whatever Grass Beater doesn't seem to handle it.
Yeah, so the problem with that is when you start to use other sprays, they're more of a wider killer, like a wider range, and it would kill some of the ivy. It wouldn't just be killing
the weed.
You know, the weed. It's going to kill the ivy as well. Now, one of the things you can do once, you know, obviously, unfortunately, it's going to have to be, seems more like a pick, picking them out of there. But what you could do is hit it with some heavy fertilizer this year, maybe like a 20-20-20. There's a Peters wettable powder that I believe has a 20-20-20, and I think Miracle-Gro used to be a 20-20-20 base. But spraying them with that heavy dose monthly, this month in June, July, and August,
okay,
it's going to create stronger plant for you. The stronger the plant and the stronger the ground cover, the less weeds are going to be able to come through it and cover it. The other thing is if you can find the source on maybe the other side of where this is coming from, you could use the burnout product. So say it's not on top of the ivy there. Burnout is an organic weed killer. What it does is it will take that skin off the top of it. We can't see there's the skin, but take the skin off the top of it, and then the sun will actually dehydrate the plant and burn it out that way.
Okay.
So maybe if you can find the source on the other side, even maybe if it's in the neighbor's yard, try to stop it from there. But the stronger the plant is, the less likely you'll have more of those grassy weeds coming through and some of the other weeds popping through, because the plant is taking over as much space as it can.
Gotcha. Okay, I'll give it a try.
But the heavy dose of fertilizer is a good one for that. Definitely loves it. It's a great ground cover because it loves some of the shade. It will take full shade. So it's something you don't want to lose. So I understand where you're coming from today.
Yep. All right. I appreciate it.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll go right back to the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Sandy's in Reading.
Sandy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Morning.
Good morning.
I have a question on asparagus.
Okay.
I planted two-year-old roots about probably 4 years ago.
Okay.
And all I get are cute, very, very thick stalks, sporadically, where I, in like in little clumps.
Okay.
And I don't know, I've never had the asparagus before, so I'm a little clueless as to why it's doing what it's doing.
Okay, now, have you ever cut any of them back in the...
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
And so you've cut them back and it still comes back the same way?
Yes.
Okay. How close together are you planting?
The roots were probably... I had like a bundle of roots, so I made it, it was pretty much just like a row of the roots that I laid out.
Okay. And how far down did you plant the root?
Probably about 10 inches.
Okay, so would you say the top of the crown, how far from the ground would it be? Maybe like 6 inches?
Yeah.
Okay, that's perfect. How are you doing with fertilizing and that type?
Okay, I just had soil test done, and it was funny you were talking about calcium being high, the pH is high, so it was the results were similar to the soil test you were talking about previously.
Now, so you were, so you have a very high pH, but and a high, calcium.
Calcium. Yep.
Okay. So that could have something to do with it. Although, you know, their optimum range is 6.5 to 7, but I think what's happening with so much calcium in that area, it's giving you a false reading.
Okay.
Did you have like really high calcium levels? You said
very high. Yep.
Okay, I think that could have something to do with it as well, because having that high calcium just pushes out the pH, and that's what it, you know, it's what it's meant to do. But it's not telling the whole story, so you might need to leach the system a little bit by using, you know, you could use the Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green, and you could use it at, it goes at 12 pounds per 1,000 square feet. So obviously you don't have a 1,000 square foot bed. But you could base it off of that. So if 12 pounds does 1,000 square feet, obviously for 100 square feet, you want to use 1.2 pounds in that area. And use it multiple times. And
can I use that with, can I still use that and plant, or do I have to
use it? Yes. It's an organic way of doing it. It's organic based. And you can still plant, and you can still fertilize like normal, like you normally would. Continue that same process, water, everything. You can still grow, but what we're trying to do is take care of what's going on underneath. And that seems to be part of the problem here.
Right, because slowly the whole garden area has slowly given me less...
Production.
Production, yeah.
Okay, so use this on the whole bed here, and use that to really clean out the whole area. At the end of this process, you do this every 6 weeks, so it's an 18-week process, basically. At the end of the process, I want you to get a soil test done again, if you can, because that's going to give us where we actually are.
Okay.
And then you're going to be able to tell, okay, I need to just go back to my normal regimen, or because I've done this, my pH has just gone so low, I need to add the calcium to it. But what this product does is as it leaches the soil, it activates some of those macronutrients and micronutrients. Because I'm sure your magnesium was probably high because they usually go hand in hand.
Yeah.
And what it does is that magnesium creates that barrier. It doesn't allow anything through. Once you start to break that barrier, some of those elements that are in there will start to actually leach out, but they'll go to the plant as well and help benefit the plants.
Okay.
And so what we're trying to do is get the high levels out and go into a normal rate. So you won't be able to tell exactly where you are until the end of the season, or the end of that 18 weeks. So that's why I want you to do another soil sample. From there, we'll be able to tell, okay, this is what you need to do for the winter. You know, get put this down before winter, and then spring you can start and really get it going.
Okay. Now, they had also recommended that I put a 10-10-10, use a 10-10-10 as fertilizer, so continue to use that.
Yeah, you want to use that all-purpose fertilizer to be helping there, because what's going to happen is... So when you're leaching out everything, it still needs something. It still needs to have some sort of food towards it. You can take a look at the different ones. I think, you know, you could use the 10-10-10 without a problem. It's about, it's like a pound per 100 square feet should be good.
Right. And do I do that the same every 6 weeks?
Yeah, every 6 weeks. I would do the same.
Okay.
All righty?
Thank you.
Good luck.
All right, thanks.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Vonide. Vonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to go right back into the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Linda is in St. Charles, Illinois.
Linda, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I would love to have a garden. I raise vegetables. I have other plants. I have hostas and some flowers. My problem with starting a garden is that I have 3 walnut trees, so I have a lot of squirrels. I also have a lot of rabbits. Do you think it's possible that I could have a garden and not have to share it with the animals?
Well, anything is definitely possible, and I think there's ways around trying to keep them away from the garden. There are some products out there. If you look for rabbits to try to keep them out, there's a product called Rabbit Scram out there. That Rabbit Scram is a great one. It's a granular form that actually, with rain or water, it actually enhances it to last a little bit longer. So that's a really good one to use. It'll do, like I said, rabbits. The squirrels, on the other hand, are a little bit harder. They don't like hot type things, so maybe it's using like a spray on the plants of like a hot pepper wax. They have that in a spray from Bonide carries a spray of hot pepper wax where you can spray on the plant. It's fine for the plant. You just have to wash it when you're ready to use it. But the squirrels don't like anything hot, so that's a way to keep them away from there. Plus, they also have, you know, little, for some of the rabbits to keep them away, they have the little fences that you can put up. You put them out a little bit further out from being too close to the plants, but, you know, put those around there to try and keep the rabbits out. So that's an option. But those are a couple products you could use. You do have to reapply them after a certain amount of days. I'd also say that if you have really heavy rain, like a heavy downpour, that's usually when it would be like a reapplication. So just there are some good repellents out there, and you know, making, you know, having some small fences around a garden is definitely helps as well.
And is that rabbit gram, G-R-A-M?
It's rabbit scram, S-C-R-A-M.
Oh, scram. Oh, that's cute. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
it. No problem.
Maybe
good luck.
Maybe I should also grow some hot peppers or something.
Yeah, definitely, right? You can spray some of that oil around. And like I said, squirrels don't like that stuff. They definitely stay away from it.
Thank you very much, Patrick.
No problems. Enjoy the rest of this Mother's Day. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Does your garden have planting insurance? It can now with Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma. It's the ultimate starter plant food. The secret is a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and mycorrhizae fungi. The result? Plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, flowers and vegetables flourish. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Now, any of you who are starting some containers or anything in the yard, definitely Biotone Starter is an incredible way to help your plants grow and get started in the right way. It helps with that transplant shock, that initial shock that happens with most plants. And definitely, you know, with trees and shrubs, the bigger they are, the more likely they're going to have for shock. Biotone Starter is an incredible way to start your plants. It's not just about compost and peat moss any longer. It's about that extra of what you can do. And the mycorrhizae that's in there is that beneficial microbe that attacks the soil, your root system in a beneficial way, creates those little root hairs on there to allow it to get more nutrients that are in the soil. So definitely something good to be adding to that. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now we're a couple seconds away, but happy Mother's Day to all of you mothers out there, to my mother, to my wife, who is the mother of our beautiful children, and to my mother-in-law, who is obviously the mother of my wife. Without her, I wouldn't have my wife, so thank you.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.